Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jen Twin, and it's the 7th of August today, and I'm on the beach. In fact, it's a very wide beach at the moment, because the sea has gone quite a way out, and I'm still on the bits that you can ride. You can definitely tell that the sea is usually here, because it's wet sand. I was going to go and put my feet in the water for a bit. Lots of worms in the sand as well. And actually a bit, looks like moss, green stuff. And it smells fishy. this is quite amazing. So the tides are coming back in, clearly. It's amazing how far you can go out. So I don't know at one point, at lowest ebb, whether it was about a mile you could walk out. Well, maybe not quite, maybe half a mile. I'm sure that's deceptive. But you couldn't make out the people anymore. You could just see that there were people, but you couldn't see them clearly anymore. Amazing. It's great for the kids because it's so shallow. Especially now the tide's coming back in, they can still be in very shallow water. So it's not dangerous for them. The only thing is if you wanted to... water, that's nice. It's another very warm day. Yeah, that's good. could almost get in myself. But yeah, so that's the... that's a slightly tricky bit. You've got to walk quite a bit before you get to somewhere where you can have a swim. It really is that shallow. Oop. And something just jumped. That might have been a fish. But it's just, and now it's a bit windy. I do apologise. That's just amazing. It's a very nice sandy beach. Some stones here and there, but just enough for the kids to collect. And in some shells as well. Other than that, just a very wide expanse of sand and then sea. And this is Ryde Beach, just opposite Portsmouth actually. So the other thing is here you can watch the catamaran come in, the hovercraft, which I remember very well. One arrives in Folkestone, where I spent a lot of time when I was younger. One comes in there as well. And then, of course, the ferry, the car ferry. And opposite, you can see the Burj Al Arab-like structure in Portsmouth. Especially on a day like this. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And it's still smelling really fishy. It's amazing how fishy it smells. Same as in the fish market. So, guys, you're really lucky that there is no smelling boo yet. This is gorgeous. Right, well, with all this staying on the beach and watching the kids doing their digging, the only exercise I've had is... there were little fish in here. Cotton, as we call them. We always used to get the net out and catch them. Yeah, definitely there. Ooh, a whole shawl of them. I've only really been able to do a bit of swimming, and that's about it. So I'm trying to do some walking now as well. Right, and I'm just crossing a little bit of water here. It's still pretty shallow, but I can tell this is going up to a bit where it's obviously the sand's a bit higher, so this is an island. So if I leave it much longer, this is going to be too deep for me to walk back with my trousers on still. Ooh, there's some bigger fish. That's probably more of the kind I just saw jump. They're about 15 centimetres long. 6 or 7 of them. Oh, trousers wet. Okay, well, that should be even more refreshing then. Right, okay. Well, I'll take a photo from here to give you some idea. And then I better get back off this island. Right, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the sand and sun and beach and water and just... It's just amazing distances there. Thanks for sharing that with me. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.